Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. This morning we are so privileged that God has selected one of the most anointed people to preach to us this morning. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15, that I'll give you pastors after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. This morning the word of the Lord is in the house. The spirit of the Lord is in the house. With joy and excitement, I want you to rise to your feet. Even as we welcome our mother and our pastor, E.S. Joy Felipe Bruce.
Explain how great you are.
Say, Lord, I want to hear you speak to me today. I want to feel your presence. I want to just know that you are here for me. You want to talk to him. Just personalize it. Personalize your being here in church this morning. And tell that, Lord, I came because I want to hear a word from you, because I'm meeting business with you. That's why I came this early. Father, we're grateful. Thank you so much for another opportunity to be in church, to meet with you, to speak to you, to hear you speak also to us. And as your word comes, I pray for a personal word for each one of us who's here this morning. The Lord will leave here with the river of the Spirit flowing through us. We thank you and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone will say amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Wow, it's a Sunday morning. Amen. Can you ask your neighbor, what else? What would you have been doing if you were not in church? Like, just cast your mind back and listen. What would you have been doing? Some people don't want to remember. Where would you have been coming out of if God had not met you somewhere? Mercy. Beautiful. Let's start with a couple of announcements. As usual, we have our God Lovers service on Tuesday. And those of us who've been coming, I think we've been having a very good time. Yeah. And I just want to encourage you, if you've not picked it up yet, it's a good thing to do. It's not enough to eat once a week. Just here preaching once a week. It's not enough. Tell anybody it's not enough. But tell anybody that your spirit man is like a midget. It's not getting enough to eat. Because you don't read your Bible much. You don't listen to other messages much. So, Charlie, if you can get something Sunday and Tuesday, it's good. Amen. Well, preparations are on for our visit at the end of this month. Amen. Bishop E.A.T. Saki will be with us. Amen. 25th and 26th at the SOJ. Sounds of Joy, which we'll be having right on the Idiasi Park. Amen. Are you there? You see, some of you, as you are here, you don't even know where the Idiasi Park is. Well, you don't know that that's what it's you don't know that that's what it's called. It's time to find out. That's the school park. It's just on the main Idiasi Highway. There's a big, they say before Octopus. But if you don't even know Octopus, there's only one park there. Amen. Then on the 27th, we're going to be having a breakfast meeting right here. And we'll have breakfast together with him. And I know that there's going to be an outpouring. So if you're wise, the breakfast is not free. Why should I buy you free breakfast? Because some of you, that's the condition. If it was free, you'll come. Please buy your ticket at the end of the service. I hope that the tickets... Where will the tickets be at the end of the service? Where will the tickets be? So text your husband, ask him. We need it. We need the tickets at the end of service. Amen. But I will encourage you. See, there are some times in your life when God makes somebody cross your path. And years later, you realize that it was a very important crossing. Are you there? And that's what I'm believing God for. The Sounds of Joy, we are bringing people. We're hoping that people will give their lives to Christ, etc. We hope so at the breakfast as well. But my hope is also that something will be imparted to you. Amen? Oh, I said amen? And then he's going to join us here for a joint service on Sunday. Amen and amen. Amen. That's a man who can preach a house down. And he say, yes. We used to say of him that he'll say that I'm going to preach like a dog chasing a rabbit down the hole. And that's exactly how he preaches. So don't miss it. It is an experience in your life. Amen. Oh, are you there? Many of you think that the devil only will come against you with his horns and his tail. What you don't know is that sometimes he takes you out of something you need to be at so that you miss it. That's how come your head will be paining you when there's a certain visit coming or a certain program coming. That's how come there's suddenly some assignment. That's why there's suddenly something. Your father who never calls you home. Your family head who you don't even know. That's the weekend to be calling. So that's why you need to make up your mind that no matter what, Lord, I place this weekend before you and that is my time and it's my opportunity. Amen. That's all I can do to help you. Amen. Are you there? Beautiful. And then... we are still registering for the First Love Conference, 8th to 12th of August. It's also an opportunity that we will not miss. Hey, you are very quiet this morning. Ask your neighbor that, why? Did you leave your spirit in the house? Okay, let's try preaching. Maybe the preaching will wake you up. I don't know. So neighbor, I don't know. And it wasn't raining this morning. It was yesterday morning that was raining. And I remember thinking to myself, thank God it's not Sunday morning. Like some people will now burrow back under the bed and cover their head. Hey, church members. Oh, it's not simple. Anyway, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. How many of us are enjoying the series on the Holy Spirit? Is it working? Yeah, are you getting to know him? Is he talking to you? Is he saying that? Yeah. It's a whole life. And it's not just for the duration of the preaching. Oh. This is our life. Tell anybody, this is our life. This is my opportunity. Yeah, we are learning something. Amen. Because they are Christians. You see, you can be a believer or you are going to heaven. Oh. But that's all. You will not benefit anything because you don't know anything. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. The eye cannot see what the mind does not know. So if there's something you don't know, you don't see it. You don't enjoy it. And that's why there are Christians who are living in complete defeat. Yeah, they are, every sentence is defeat. They are everything because they are not seeing something. Are you there? But we have the opportunity of being able to delve into the Word of God and see certain things and understand certain things. So don't let it pass you by. Amen. Film stars, thank you for a very nice film also. Amen. Yeah. It was a very nice film. Beautiful. All right. We're going to talk today. We're continuing on the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've been doing what? We talked about the person of the Holy Spirit. He's a person, somebody that you can talk to. Amen. Somebody that you can talk to. You know, recently I was talking to somebody, the person said, oh, this and this, and this is my temperament, you see. It's not that this is your temperament. The Holy Spirit is there to help you to overcome the weaknesses of your temperament. So stop using your temperament as an excuse. Are you there? If you follow your temperament, it will spoil your life. It will spoil your life completely. If you're a choleric, you'll always be angry. You'll spoil your relationships. If you're a sanguine, you'll be sleeping around like a goat. If you are a phlegmatic, you'll just be there. Tibo, kweche, you won't do anything. You just be there like that. Then which one is left? Melancholic. You are the killer of it all, Charlie. You will melancholy your life off the grid. Yeah. I've seen, you see, your thought life is very important too. Maybe you don't know, but your thought, how you think, is very important. God reaches you through your thoughts. The devil reaches you through your thoughts. If you like, leave it. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So when you entertain yourself with mobile thinking, mobile nowhere. There's a town I pass through every time I go into the north, and every time I see it, I said, this town, I'll never stay here. Do you want to know the name of the town? I'll say it in the microphone. I don't mind. I said, this mind, if I grow up here, then from day one, you keep saying that, nipa hiamwa, nipa hiamwa, nipa, you will hear more in your life. Hey! When you see such things, please change it. Change it. Are you in the house? Hey, how can you be going through life? Nipa hiamwa. Tell neighbor, look, please say some positive things. It's not a good mind. It's not a good mind. And we have a lot of towns like that. If you are from there, don't feel bad. Pastor Dennis, you have to remind me of some of them. We have been laughing in the car. Some will pass, then we'll look at the name, we'll say, eesh, what a name. Hey. Or didn't he quite that so? Do you understand Odinihu? Let your neighbor translate it. Please, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Hey! Okay, you have come to this world. You say that, Charlie. Yeah. You see, it's your thought life, your thought life. Are you there? So as we are talking about the Holy Spirit, what is happening is that something is ministering. Your mind is beginning to understand something. Before anything can even enter your spirit, it passes through your mind first. That's why what enters your mind is so important. How you think is so important. Some of you will fail in life. It's not that there's anything. It's the mind. The mind. I don't know math. That's why you don't know math. I mean, when the math teacher came to speak, no, your mind said, I don't know. So already now it has checked out. It has checked out. Are you there? Math is not my area. That's why. Media, this is how I am. That's how you are. Media, this is how my face is. That's why your face is there. When you are 40 years old and you are looking for a husband and the melancholy is written all over your face, there's no guy here who wants to marry a melancholic wife. Oh. When we wake up in the morning, nobody has done you anything. See your face. See your face. The church is very quiet this morning, but I'll preach in spite of your quietness. By the grace of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. Today we're going to be, today we're talking about another dimension of the Holy Spirit. Remember, we said these are dimensions. These are things, you know. The Holy Spirit is not oil. I think you know. We just bought the oil from the neighbor. If it was oil, then the 100 bottles she has, she should be anointed. But it's Borges oil. No, it's as we bring it and we pray that something happens. It's because there are things about the oil that are related to the Holy Spirit. That's why in the Bible we see it that way. Last week, what were we talking about? The dove of the Spirit. I'm sure many of us understood it. That he's come. He's just around. It's just so you can do something and he'll just go. Are you there? But as you tell your neighbor, comport yourself. So that he can also be there. He can also rest. Amen. Some houses, he can't be there. Oh. Are you there? Too much quarreling. Recently, my neighbor went and brought a tiler. Oh, we have suffered in my house. My goodness gracious me. We had built before this person built. So when he came to build, I don't know how large his plot is, but it's very close to our wall. And he went to bring this Tyler. From morning, the guy will put on some music. Then he's tiling. Then they'll be cutting the tiles. I said, if the Holy Ghost was, he would leave. This noise. Are you in the church? And some of your room is like that. The kind of people come around the things and please, I cannot handle all this in Mangana. Everybody wants peace in this world. Everybody, we're looking for peace. Yeah. Yeah. Peace is not always the absence of noise. No. But there's a certain kind of noise too. And when you see it, you know that nothing good is happening here. Are you in the church? You live in some of our slums. When you live, you cannot do well. Your brain doesn't even get a chance to work. Anyway, it's not the topic for today. Today we're talking about the river of the Holy Spirit. The river of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's a good place to clap properly. Yeah. The river of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, all that we've been talking about in the about the Holy Spirit, you can get it in one of our father's books, The Flow of the Anointing. And these books, they are available to you. They are on a Telegram link that you can see up there. If you cannot see it, you see the technical people after. But it's a book that you can just download. Amen. So that you can take your time. Because every time we come, we don't preach all the points. We don't have time. You know, many times, in fact, today, I wish I was only preaching the first point, and maybe that's all I'll get through. So it's good for you to have the book, and then you go and continue, and you go and learn about, you know, just this river of the Spirit. Now, let's start this morning with John chapter 14 and verse 17, you know, because we're going to go deeper. Tell me, but we're going deeper into the things of the Spirit today. We're going deeper. Yeah. John 14, 17 says, the Spirit of truth. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Whom the world cannot receive. We're reading it from the Amplified, but because the Amplified will always add as many interpretations of the original Hebrew or Greek word. Are you seeing it? So that you get a full meaning or possible meanings of the verse. Then he says, they cannot receive. They cannot welcome. The world cannot take to heart. Are you seeing it? But we can. Because it doesn't see him or know him or recognize him. Are you there? No wonder. Somebody who can be a person that is like oil, that is like a dove, that is like a river. How are you going to see him? Unless he helps you. Are you there? But you know and recognize him. For he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Amen. In the days when people used to bring Bibles to church, we'll tell them, underline it. You see, Gen Z, as you have come, I don't know what exactly to tell you to do. Because you don't write notes. You don't open Bible. You don't bring anything. Hey, Father, help us. Well, I don't know what you say to us in heaven about this. But you see, because the word of God, this is our main thing. And he's telling us that the Holy Spirit, he's with you. He says you will know and recognize him. Some of you send me a lot of questions. You see, and you are sending me the questions because you are looking for a formula. We didn't ask you, you can't know me by formula. Okay, what's the formula? When you see a tall lady, am I the only tall one? I have some tall people and some taller people in the church. It cannot work. What again? With glasses. Oh, the glasses plenty as I'm sitting here. I can see. You see, you can't, there's no formula. It's not a formula. But you get to know a person, you see. It says you know and you recognize him, for he lives with you. You see. But how will I know that he lives with me? How do you know that you love somebody? It's not, are you weighing it? Is it by the weighing scale? Tell anybody, don't ask any questions. If the Bible says he's with you, then where is he? He's with you. That's all. That's all. That's why our walk is a walk of faith. And it adds here constantly. So it means the word in the original translation was saying that he's constantly with you. So stop. I'm feeling alone. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to their garden to eat worms. He's with you. That's the mantra of the male. Constantly, he's there. He's there. You are not alone. Even when the thing that's happening is bad, he's there. And will be in you. Amen. Many of the things we've spoken about up until this point are talking about this, that he will be in you. But today we are talking, we're moving a dimension further to talk about the river of the Holy Spirit. We are now talking about the thing that comes out of you because he is in you. Amen. First, let's go to Ezekiel 47. Let's start here. Ezekiel 47. In Ezekiel chapter 47 and verse 1, the prophet was speaking and he said, then he brought me back to the door of the temple and there was water flowing. Are you seeing the river? There was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple. So see it like this, the church, and the water is flowing from under the stage. It's moving out, you know, and it goes on. He says that it goes east, you see. Are you there? Yeah. The water is flowing. So what is in the church must begin to flow out. That's why we don't just sit here. That's why when you are serious small, you go to somebody's door and knock on the door. It's a river that is flowing. That's why we're trying to say 25th and 26th, let's have a program so that the river that is flowing here is going to do something and flow to other people. Yeah. It's not meant to stay here. One of the things that has killed churches, there are several churches. Everything is me, my, I. Your prayer meeting, me, my, I. Your sermon in the church to make you feel excited, to make you feel happy. Everything, me, my, I. When you do that, you kill the river. Are you in the church? Yeah. You see. Amen. Because that temple in the Old Testament is us today in the New Testament. Don't argue with me. 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? So we're just talking about the temple. We're talking about the physical temple from which the river is moving. You are now the temple of God from which a river is supposed to move. Are you seeing it or you don't see it? Yeah, it says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Wow. I'm going to go through some scriptures, you see. So the first thing that happens to us is that the Holy Spirit is in us. It's like a well within us, you see. The Holy Spirit will first be your well, which is where we have been all these few weeks. The well that is within you. Amen. Are you there? You see, when you talk about water in the Word of God, the waters of the Spirit is a lot. This is just one of them. The well in you. John chapter 4 and verse 14. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it? But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water has something to do. It is not still water. It is not dead water. It has something to do. So it's flowing within you. It's flowing within you. Now, because the well of the Spirit is flowing within you, that's why the Lord is able to say to us in Philippians 2:19 that God is at work in us to will and to do. You see, we are able to will and do because of the presence of the Spirit. Another question that I keep on getting, I notice that many of us are trying to do our best and we try in our own power. Then when it doesn't work, we say it doesn't work, or we start to cry, or we start to say that, oh, I'm so bad. Oh, you are so bad. There's no doubt about it. I'm very quiet. I remember somebody telling me that, what was the reason? The person said, oh, you know, I can't be a pastor because I'm not worthy. I looked at the person and I said, who is worthy? Who? No, those of you in the front seat, tell me, you are worthy. Tell me, but don't bring Sankwa's reasons. It's a non-reason. It's a non-reason because none of us, none, from the highest to the lowest, none of us. If you see anybody following the Lord and doing something, if the person has been enabled by the Spirit, by that well in there, that's all. And that well is in you, only that you have made it a dam. Because you can have a well, but you can drop blocks into it until it's not functioning anymore. Yeah. And it's even beginning to smell, because apart from the stones you have put, you have been adding rubbish too. And now it's smelling. So it's not that God let you down. No, the well is there. Tell your neighbor, the well is there. It is there. It's a well within you. You want me to believe you? Let me tell you something. Look, some of us, you believe yourself, and you have made God a liar. But the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. So you are a liar when you say, I cannot stop masturbating. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. Because the Bible says that God is at work in you to will and to do to his good pleasure. So the reason you are still masturbating is that you are still enjoying it. So the sooner you begin to say that, Lord, you are at work in me, I surrender my will to you, you'll begin to see a difference. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every habit, we are the ones who override. We override. He's ready. He's ready. You see, he does not kill our will. So you can use your will to override. Are you in the church? Yeah. So now you have this will well in you. You see, Jesus knew it. He says, let's go to the next slide. John 7, 38. Look at something. Can I see 39 for a moment? You might have to go out of this to give me 39. Good. So I'm going to do 38 and then we'll go to 39. So let's go to 38. John 7, 38. He that believeth on me. Are you a believer? Do you believe him? Okay. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Tell your neighbor that if you are a believer in Christ, then the rivers of living water, they should be flowing. And we're going to be talking about those rivers of living water. Amen. Amen. But look at 39. But this spake he of the Spirit. Can you see it? So he's referring to the Spirit, you see. That they that believe on him shall receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So therefore, comma, today that Jesus has been glorified, today that he has died and resurrected and gone to heaven, and we saw in Acts 2 that the Holy Spirit had been given, then it now means that for us, verse 38 is what stands. That if you believe in him, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So if you allow, let's go back to our slides, please. If you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, the well will break out in your life. If you only you allow, it's up to you. Tell your neighbor, it is up to me. You see, if you will allow, continue, please. You see, because look at the scripture again. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood. Now, again, look at what he's saying. As the scriptures have said, out of his belly. This is a scripture that we just read, you see. But we see it now, 57 and 59. Yeah. You are there? The rivers. All right. Let's have the next slide, please. You are the temple. So the river of the Spirit is flowing from where? Out of you. Hey, are you there? Ask your neighbor, is it flowing? Is it flowing? But some Christians are temples, some are tombs. I didn't say. I'll explain what I'm saying to you. Some are tombs. Some are tombs. Why are we saying some are tombs? You see? A temple is alive. A tomb, something that was alive that's now dead. When Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he told them that they are tombs. Whitened sepulchres, that's what he called them. Let's read it in the New King James. Matthew 23 and 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. I think we have some pictures of a tomb. Yeah. A tomb is very nice outside, especially if the person who died, you like them. You are there? A tomb. Nice on the outside. Rotten on the... How many of you want to go and let's go and open a tomb? What will we find in the tomb? Rottenness. The body that was buried there is now spoiled. Yeah. It's a place of memories rather than a place of the presence of God or the move of God. Now, why are we saying you are you a temple or are you a tomb? You know? A temple is what? Alive. Yeah, something living is happening there. A tomb is what? It's not just dead. It used to be alive, but it's now dead. Like how you used to be a Scripture Union secretary. Scripture Union secretary. Ask your neighbor, which one are you? What did your neighbor say? You see, if you look back and you can see that, it used to be, then you are a tomb. All that you are left with are memories. You see? And I mean, this point is even more relevant in my next service because many of you today, oh, you are in school, you are whatever, so you are moving with the Lord. But if you don't take care, you finish school and you become a tomb. Some of you, you haven't even finished school. Some of you who are in fifth year, sixth year of certain courses. And as they begin to expose you to the realities of how the work is, no, you have dropped. No, you have dropped. No, you can't follow God again. No, you are not able to do. Hey, but it's not my fault. My time, never. It's no, no, no. Don't blame your timetable. You know, the work that I do, there's no work you are doing that the equivalent of it in church is not there. There's no work you are doing. There's nothing you will say that will impress us. Two children, you have become a tomb. Bishop Joshua will say that you have become mummified. Yeah, mummified. No, you see, those of you who haven't reached there, listen to what I'm saying. Oh, it's not that you are better. It is that you are moving on in life and you begin to see things that begin to contend. If you leave it, it's a tomb you'll be. So now every example that you'll be giving will be a memory. Oh, these things. Oh, we used to do. Oh, we used to preach. Oh, we used to. Oh, we used to go to camp. Oh, what about now? What about now? Where is the fresh water? If all you can say is used to, you are a tomb. Hey, tell anybody, you are very young to have become tombified already. It's too early. You see, what I'm sharing with you, I really want you to listen to it well. I really want you to listen to it well. I don't know how many instrumentalists I have in the house. I have more instrumentalists than I can even make use of. But these same instrumentalists, I want to ask you, how many instrumentalists have you seen who are 45 years old and still playing? When you get there, now the pot belly, they can't even hold the guitar again. The stomach doesn't allow space. Because he has become the head of... As for drums, they forget. It's the first to drop. The energy that it needs. Yeah, just the energy. Are you in the house? What I'm saying, Citra, is not true. If you are playing the drums today, and you're not playing tomorrow, it must be because you have moved higher up, not because you have stopped. When I say higher up, if you're the pastor of the church, if you're the, you're not likely to be a drummer. It's difficult to keep it going. Occasionally, you come for happiness. Yeah. Or when your drummer is fooling and you've kicked him out, you take over and let him know that he thinks he's something, but you're also there. Am I talking to somebody here? Small title they've given you. Right now we call you professor. So no, you are too busy for God. You see. I know you have not reached there. I'm saying it now so that when you get there, your nonsense starts. You remember. Yeah, you remember. You see. That it is so easy to become a tomb. Some of you small cause. The cause is dribbling you one to know. You can't sit up again. You who used to pray, it's a long time since God heard you. Even after we have preached about backsliding, even after we spoke about what? Some of you used to be a film star. Today, the only thing you are is a sitting star, and even that one. You used to be a dancing star. It's not that you should be dancing the whole of your life. I'm saying that if you are not dancing, it's because you are the preacher. You are the preacher. But not that you are not dancing because of where I've reached in life. What does that mean? Where have you reached? Ask your, where have you reached in life? Where have you reached? Where have you reached? Who are you? What are we? Oh. Please ask your next neighbor to that. Are you a tomb already? Oh. What's flowing out of you? Some of you, you are so young already. You can't do anything. Already. If we make a mistake and call an all night on Friday, you can't come to church on Sunday. Chese, you need to recover. You are not well in your head. Allow me to tell you are not well. So when we say fast, last week, it was just one day, Friday. It was just fast on Friday. You couldn't. You couldn't. You are already, I don't even know what to call you already. This week we are doing 2 days. If you like, don't do. You see, the thing about a church is that, the beautiful thing about a church is that it works whether you do it or not. Oh, yeah. God is not depending on one person. But for you, your sake, not for anybody, for your own sake, that I don't want to be a tomb. You force and you do. When we say that we are going for, what do you call it? First Life Conference. Me, I won't go. You see, that's the thing that somebody who is 45 should be saying. When they think about, but you, when you just think of the effort, like, already, you have expired too early. You have expired already. Are you in the church? The river is supposed to flow. This morning I was sitting here choking my choir. I said, oh, beautiful dressing. They were looking very nice on the stage. Those of you clapping, I didn't see your dance. That's the only reason I've left you. I had not yet come. I was upstairs. It's not that you are any better. Beautiful singing. The harmony was great. Everything was working. What was that? I couldn't see the fire. When I looked at the song, no passion. So I just sent their pastor a message. He said, hey, Johnny, already you have expired. You are too tired already. What was your chorus that you were singing today? What? Lord Jehovah El Shaddai, you are the Lord Almighty. I want to sing your praises, lover of my soul. Ah, you came to stand there loving who? They were loving themselves. The church said, "Charlie, the way I've dressed today, Lord Jehovah El Shaddai, I will sing about your goodness." Hey, you have got crowd, and we have come to sing. Holy Ghost, slap that one for me! Slap that one for me! Slap that one for me! Oh, play it, play it, play it. Let them sing it as if they are human beings. Just the chorus. Sing it as if they are human beings. Sing it as if there's a river in you. Are you talking to God or are you talking to who? Come on. I will sing about your faith. Tell them. Tell him who about his greatness. Tell him. Somebody is there saying, you see why me? I don't even join the choir to sing. As for you, you are dead already. I'm trying to prevent my choir from becoming a tomb. We don't want dead bones. We want living things with rivers flowing through them. Have I ever come to preach to you just standing here? Yeah, open your Bible. A tomb is a place that is full of memories, you know. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Have you ever come to receive such preaching from here before? When you open Bishop Dag's page, he has been traveling how many days? The last place he was, if I was talking to Bishop Ogo yesterday, they are trying to get back home 4 days. 4 days. They are not working. Come and see the man. They will land. No, he's on the stage. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Already you are too. Already. So if I have not come to stand here to visit you with tiredness, with laziness, what again? Lethargy. What again? Age. I'm old. You and who? You and who are old? Ask yourselves, who are old? And I look at the words of the song. Me, that's what pained me. Lord Jehovah El Shaddai. Yeah. Put the words there. Look at it. You are the Lord Almighty. How I love to sing. How I love to sing your praises. Lover of your soul, really? Lover of my soul, I will sing about your fame. Tell the world about your greatness. How I love to sing your praises. Never let me. Are you a lover of God? Where is the love of God? What are you talking about? My goodness gracious me. Have you seen how a woman glows when somebody has begun to say, I love you? And here you are. You are talking. You said, he's the lover of your soul. Hey, he's the lover of your soul. And just the lover of my soul.
Yes.
Huh. Why are you at Baku this morning? Why are you at Baku this morning? Hey! Hey, Pastor. You see, we are not like you. You know, you like shouting. Me, I like shouting. God will give you something to shout about. I said, God will give you something to shout about. I've never seen anybody in the labor ward who my temperament, I cannot shout. Hey, Bucky, come here. Have you done your rotation in the gynae yet? You haven't done it yet. I need somebody who has done it before to come and tell me. Lady Pastor Noretta, labor ward.
Mommy, I remember.
Tell us.
My second child, when yes. I was about to give birth, when my doctor came, he told my husband that nah, she's not ready to give birth. When is really time to remove her wig?
I'm telling you something. You say that because of how we are. Please. This morning I'm going to preach without my shoes. They are disturbing me. You say that what? Me too, something is doing me. Me too, something is doing me. Oh, me, that's how I am. It's not that something will make you shout, but whether God is your reason for shouting. Something will make yourself come, but whether it is God, that's the point. That's the point. That's the point. Come on. I watch some of you. You come to church. When they say stand, you can't stand. Something will make you stand. Don't worry. Something will make you stand. When we say praise and worship, you can't praise. You can't worship. You can't do anything. Okay. God has seen you. He will give you something that will make you stand. He will give you something that will make you shout. Whether you live after that or not, that's a different matter. Oh, yeah. You are a chorister. They are training you. They have given you a song to sing. You should come and stand here and sing about the lover of your soul. And you are standing there as if we are eating wache this morning or we are just buying some soup. What's wrong with you? No, don't get me wrong. That's why I started with the good things. The dressing is good, but your dressing cannot come in your way. The dressing cannot come in your way. Cannot be that because we are looking so beautiful. You know something? I could have killed CPS a long time ago. But I'm not doing it again. You know one of the reasons I didn't care? Those guys, when they come here, even whether I understand what they are saying or not, they'll be all over the stage. Charlie, if you don't believe what they are saying, they believe what they are saying. That's all. It's enough. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Why do you enjoy them? Meanwhile, as to whether they are living godly lives or not, I don't know. How their lives are, I don't know. But let me tell you something. That Ezekiel 47 scripture that we're looking at, when Ezekiel was talking about the water from the temple was damaged. The temple was not at its peak. I'm telling you something, but the river was flowing. God is not looking for people who are perfect. If you are just willing, Lord, flow through me. Just flow through me, that's all. Just flow through me. That's why this church, I said 25th, 26th, we are going over there. He's just looking for willing people. Hey, me, I don't know how to talk to people. Don't worry, just let the river flow through you. Just let it flow, just let it flow. Just let it flow. You're willing. Please, let me try and finish my preaching. Hey, it's already 9 o'clock. The river of the Holy Spirit, four things. The river brings life. That's why I'm on their case. If the river is flowing, there will be life. If the river is flowing. You know, when you watch Benny Hinn preaching, you say to yourself that, but this man cry, why do crowds gather to listen to? Because when he's talking, it's like this. There's no theatrics, nothing. But I tell you, the river is flowing. Somebody called one of my sheep. She called me and said, I couldn't really understand the preaching. But the presence, I knew that somebody was there. So the person came one day, came the next day. Yeah. Because even though she felt that the message was above her, she couldn't get it. She came. Because the river was flowing. That's what I'm talking about, my choristers. I'm saying, when this our tiredness, they don't even appreciate us. Okay, this is not this choir, somebody else. Are you there? He brings life. So when you are singing your song, it should bring life. It should bring life. Life should come out of it. When you are drumming your drums, life should come out of it. Yeah. The river brings life. Number two, the river brings healing. The river brings healing. And when I say healing, some of us, we are so sick here. The sickness is not just physical, I tell you. The mind. Some of you, your memory, your mind is not well. Yeah, when you go through some trauma, sometimes you just need God to mend that mind. Hey. The river will bring a great harvest of souls into the First Love Church. Yeah, that's what we are looking for. And the river brings prosperity. I don't know if I'll finish preaching this message, but let me just at least take the first one. That the river brings life. Amen? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 7. Look at something. Verse 8 and 9. Then he said, this river flows east through the desert. Do you see? So a river, you know, one of the things about rivers, any great city that you see was built around a river. Yeah. It's built. Whether the river is still flowing or not, it's another problem. It's another issue altogether. I don't know about Kumasi. Kumasi was built. I don't think there's a river. I don't know. If there was a river, there was. They are telling me there was. It's now a gutter. Because many times when people are looking for where to settle, water is needed, isn't it? So as soon as there's a river, you see so many of the great towns in the world, great cities, all of them. London, the river Thames. Paris has it. Hungary, Budapest, they have it. I mean, everywhere. Accra, we used to have the Odon. I don't know what it is today. It's probably another gutter. Sebola. You see. But look at it. It says the waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. You are there? Yeah. Then look at the life it brings. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. There is a sea called the Dead Sea. It's in Israel. I've stood there and looked. I was afraid of it. Forgive me. I was afraid of it. It's dead, yes. The Dead Sea is the most salty sea in the world, and it has a salt content of 30%. Wow. If you go to swim in it, you can't open your eyes. If you open it, it will be like salt has been poured in your eyes. You can actually lie on top of it. And actually, not that you can. You can't sink. You can only float. You can float. Or you can. You actually just be lying on top of it. Yeah. It's a deadly sea. Yeah. Are you there? It is the lowest point on earth, 440 meters below sea level. Maybe you don't know that some cities are built below sea level, and the Dead Sea is the lowest in the whole world. Any city that is below sea level can flood easily. And there are quite a number. But this is the lowest. It's lower than Venice. It's lower than all the cities that were built. The part of the Netherlands was reclaimed from the sea. Yeah, it was reclaimed from the sea. I remember going there to do some work, and I used to pray every day that let today not be the day that the sea has come back to take its place. Because you cannot stop water, but you can redirect it. Are you there? Everything floats in the Dead Sea. You can't drown in it. If you have a cut, a wound. In actual fact, the mud from the Dead Sea is actually sold in Israel. Yeah, because they say it's full of a lot of salts. So, yeah. So it is lifeless. It is too salty for anything to live in it. And yet, the Bible is saying in the Ezekiel verse that the fresh water flows until the Dead Sea begins to live. Are you there? So even as you are here as a tomb, if you will allow the river to flow, if you will allow, life will come back into you. Are you there? You take your Bible to read, it is dead. You need the life to come into it. That's the river of the Spirit. Amen? When the river of the Spirit comes, suddenly your quiet time is not laborious. It makes sense. All of a sudden, you're beginning to see some things and understand some things. Are you there? Are you in the church or you have gone home already? Ask your neighbor, where are you? The Dead Sea. When they say you are dead, it means nothing else. Nothing is coming out of you. But you want something to come out of you. Amen? You want life to come. And when the river brings life, now, it brings life to so many things and so many parts of our lives. And I want to just share with you some of the parts of your life where it's supposed to come forth. Let's read Ephesians 2:5 first. It talks about our past life and what has happened to us now. And it says, though we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. So you have the new life, even though you don't feel like it, you have it. Amen. And then he says that, so if you believe in him, out of your belly shall flow this living water. Amen. So where should this water flow? Is it only when we come to church? I don't think so. You see, God deliberately puts people in a certain place. When he allowed you. Now, if I'm preaching this and you are on your phone, that phone, something should happen to it this week. If you're on your phone, because this is not the time to be on your phone. This is not the time. No, I have to say it. You see, the phone has become like a demon in our lives. Oh, I'm lying. Have you not seen how it's trying to interrupt everything? You are praying. It wants to interrupt you. Everything, yeah. So you have to really gain some control over it. Amen. Let the river flow. Gain some control over it. I understand the what's the word? And you see, when you are on it, time seems to pass very quickly. But are you there? Hello? Am I talking to somebody in the church? Yeah. Amen. Let the river flow. God deliberately puts you in a place so that your river that is flowing will affect people. There's a very interesting story from Yonggi Cho. Yonggi Cho is dead now, but he was the pastor of the largest church in the world for quite a while. From the 70s all the way down to 2000 and something when he passed. And when I say the largest church, his church had over 1 million people in it. Amen? That's in the main church, quite apart from branches and all that. Now, this guy, he had a certain guy in his church who, he was a very wild guy, wild prayer warrior, had a lot of sheep and all that. And this man got ill, and the sickness was wild. So as it normally is, such things people will pray. The church assembled, they were fasting, they were praying, they were doing everything. The man was not getting better. And then eventually he had to be admitted to the hospital. When he got admitted, their prayer was even wilder. It's like, hey, is this our man? You see, what is happening? What's going to happen to him? Now, Korea, which is where the church is, Korea was at the time, and it still is heavily Buddhist, but at the time it was predominantly Buddhist. And everybody there, doctors, nurses, they were all Buddhists. Now, as they kept on praying for this man, the man was just there in the hospital. Are you there? One day the nurse came to him and they're talking something. Hey, he has witnessed, the woman has given her life to Christ. He was still in the hospital. They were there. One day he caught Dr. Alone. Started talking. You see, God knew what he was aiming for. He needed some souls. Are you there? By the time the man was being released, every doctor and every nurse on that floor had given their lives to Christ. The man was not well, but his river was flowing. And God needed a river to touch that hospital, and he put him there. What would it have been if it was... I don't want to... If he had put you there, what would have happened? Are you there? Would you have just been complaining? But what I'm saying, so the river, that's why he put you there. Why did he bring you to KNUST? This is not the only university in this nation. In fact, as you were coming, you were even complaining. Yeah. Legon is there. There are many other universities. There are plenty. Many. He wanted to go somewhere. But he brought you here. Why? He brought you here because the river in you, this is where it's going to work for the time that you are here. That's why he's brought you here. Amen? So let the river flow. Where? In your classroom. Yeah. Let it flow in your classroom. You see, all the things we are sharing with you, they are things that used to be, not even so long ago. Your generation, I don't know whether you even, there are people who preach in your classroom, I don't know. But even when they are preaching, some of you look at them and say, some Christians, they do something too much. This is how they embarrass us. They say, this is why people don't like us. You are out of order. You are out of order. You should have been doing, somebody's not doing, you are criticizing the person. That's why you are there. Don't be a tomb in the classroom. Push your neighbor, don't be a tomb. The way you said it without conviction, cramp on a hammer. No, you see, you may think it's not important, though. It's very, 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 very important. It's very important. One day, the story is from the, it's with the 1990s, thereabouts. Right here on KNUST campus, a student, he had had his quiet time. He was sitting in church. And then he just decided that, Charlie, not in church, sorry, in class. And you see how sometimes the lecture can delay small. You thought you are very impatient that the lecture should come early. You don't know that it's God who is giving you a chance. So the guy decided that today I'm going to share my quiet time. And he just got up and he shared his quiet time. And after sharing his quiet time, he gave the altar call. And when he gave the altar call, two guys gave their lives to Christ that day. Are you there? Yeah, they stood up and they prayed the sinner's prayer. This is like how many years ago? 40, maybe? 40-something years ago. 30-something years ago. Are you in the church? Those two guys, today. The first one is Archbishop Eddie Fabian. That's how he got born again. Yeah. For many years, he had not seen the second guy. And he used to wonder what has become of him. Then he was telling us that one day, he went to a funeral. It was a funeral of somebody from the Church of Pentecost. And said they had also come, the lighthouse people had also come to the funeral. So as they were going, greeting the Pentecost pastors, there was his friend. The guy was also a reverend. That day that guy just got up and shared just his quiet time, just obeyed the urge, let me share my quiet time. Not knowing that two major men of God were going to come from that. And you were sitting on it. Some of you, as you are clapping, you are remembering how there was a day something was choking you. Somebody said something. Then you began to give excuses. Oh, it's hot. Oh, people are feeling sleepy. Oh, there's a... Let the river flow in your hostel. One day we'll get our screen so you can see the face of the person who's sharing well. She's holding a phone and she's sharing. Some of your roommates quite doesn't know that you're a Christian. As you are in the room, you are struggling rather to look like an unbeliever small. You are even trying to look like you are not so on it. Are you there? Please ask your neighbor, are you ashamed that you are a Christian? And ask them, have you noticed that the unbelievers are not ashamed at all? Some of you, your unbeliever roommate has sex with the girl from whatever. Right there. You are there. They say you are sleeping right there. Shameless. Completely shameless. But you who rather has something that is worth sharing, you who rather has life within you, you have sat on your life. What's wrong with you? Hey, you are very quiet, too. Yeah, very quiet. Please tell your neighbor, stop complaining about your roommate from today. If your roommate is out of order, it's because you have allowed it. Yes, you have allowed it. Hey, you are very quiet again. Oh. wait, when they're in the middle of things, then you two, you start. Look, things will die. The person will not return. No. Person will disappear. But because you have hidden your river, you have sat on your river, you are drowning in your own river. Hey, am I talking to some people in the house? Please ask your neighbor, where's your roommate? Why is your roommate not here this morning? Where's your roommate? Say, oh, my roommate, she goes to Pentecost. Meanwhile, you know she doesn't go to church. You know. And that's why God put you there. For those of you who are working, let the river flow in your workplace. Let it flow in your workplace. You see, you may think when they say on software and they are laughing, you may want to bury it all. Don't bury it at all. Don't bury it at all. At all. They should know that you are a believer. Yes, when I was working in a secular institution, they said that myself and my husband were crazy. No, they said we are crazy. We're out of our minds. Not crazy, we were crazy. Yeah. I remember that I had gone to win one of my fellow researchers, and he came to church with us. And when they found out, they went to see him and they told him that, I don't follow John and her husband. Those people, they are crazy. That guy is a bishop today. Yes, he's a bishop today. But you know the most interesting thing? Years passed after calling us all kinds of names. Then one of our colleagues, you see, after some years, it's your colleagues who become the boss of the whatever. And now this guy, he was becoming the boss of the place. And one of the interesting things about the North is that, Charlie, they are the kings of the medicines. That's what that one day. When I hear you people disturbing the airways, I laugh. I say, you don't know your country. You don't know your country at all. All of us, every single tribe, we have our things. We have our electronics. Ask your neighbor, your place, where are you from? It's just that you don't know where you are from. Your parents have shielded you. So, this friend of ours, he was going to take his place as the head of the institution. Are you there? And he was taking over from somebody. And he knew that, wait there, in Kokwa, it will not be. There was a car that was supposed to come. When they went to, when he sent his driver to go and get the car ready, and the driver opened the bonnet, there was a frog that had been dried and pasted, you know, with sellotape. Is it, Charlie? The electronics, they have started. Electronics now starting. Are you there? So to move from his office to now to the director of the office, the guy realized that, hey, Charlie, me here. But that's when they remembered the crazy Patrick and Joy. They're two crazy people. The people who are crazy, that's when they remembered us. That we should please come and pray in the place. You see? But you, oh, why will I not go? Ebay. No, me, I knew that if we didn't go, they would kill him. I knew. Because we had had one director like that and they got him. Yeah. Are you in the church or are you not in the church? Let your river flow. Because you have sat on your river, you think that the people laughing at you are just laughing. Be proud of your river. Be bold about your river and see something. Tell your neighbor, see something. You'll be shocked that as you are sitting there, your classmate will send you a text, your workmate will send you a text. My father is in the hospital. Please, can you pray? When you pray the audio prayer, they'll go and pray it, play it for their father. Yeah, that's your river flowing. That's your river flowing. When they call you or suffer where you are, you see, they are laughing. Oh, they are laughing, but they are not laughing. Yeah. Are you in the church? Yeah. So let it flow at your workplace. Let it flow in your home. Let it flow in your home. Some of you, your parents are fighting. And you are there. And you have not prayed. You have not, you are there feeling how bad you feel. Let the river flow out of you. Yeah, but if they're fighting, what can I do? Let me tell you something. Number one, you can pray. Yeah. If you let the river flow, he'll tell you what to do. One day, somebody very close to me, the person had a mental issue and the person got lost. And I remember my parents being so worried. At that time, I was a fresh Christian. I didn't even know 10 verses. But there was one verse I knew. I had learnt it. Are you there? So when they were trying to look for the person, they couldn't find the person. And it was the days of curfew, and curfew was coming. I'm like, hey, what is going to happen? Then I picked my Bible. And I said, please, can I read a scripture? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Hey, be anxious for nothing, But in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will fill your heart and mind in unity with Christ Jesus. When I quoted the scripture, my mother said, "Where is that scripture? Where is it? Show me." And I opened it and showed it. And we prayed. We were sitting there. 10 o'clock had come. That's curfew time. And we're like, "Hey, Charlie." In those days, Charlie, if you're outside during curfew, the soldiers are merciless. They'll beat you and you know that you have been beaten. And we're wondering what is going to happen. We were sitting in our house when we heard the sound of a pinsgua, which most of you don't know. A pinsgua is an army vehicle, so it has a particular sound. And usually when they were going to arrest people, it's the pinsgua that will go. Are you there? That's come. We're wondering that, hey, who on this road is in trouble today? And the pinsgua stopped in front of our house. And when the pinsgua stopped in front of the house, a soldier came to the door. And we said, "Hey, what have we done? We are. And the person knocked and said, "I'm looking for Mr. Swains." I mentioned my father's name. My father said, "Yes." And he said, "Oh, we found your daughter. She said she lives here. And so we just brought her home." We brought her right there. Yeah. What is the likelihood that in this city of Accra, your person who is roaming around would, number one, even be found? Number two, be found without harm. Number three, be found without damage and will be brought to your doorstep. Let the river flow. I had been a Christian maybe for like 4 months at that time. Yeah. And you are there, your parents are fighting every day. You are sitting there just crying. Taking sides. Hey, be careful, oh. Don't take sides. But my father has come. I said, "Do not take sides. There are things you don't know. Things are not as they seem." Let the river flow out of your social media. Hey! Some of you, your pages. Some of you, first of all, you have blocked your shepherd from your Snapchat. It's a sign. You have blocked your shepherd and your pastor. You have blocked them from your TikTok page. It's a sign that what you have put there is illegal. It's a sign. Hey! Oh my goodness gracious me. Hey, please, what I'm saying, is it true or is not true? So you are there, you think that the person is correct. They are wrong. All of you who have blocked your shepherds today, unblock. And stop that activity that you are doing that is making you are blocking because you don't want them to see you. But you know something, God sees you. There is a God in heaven who you cannot block. If I were you, I will leave it. Yeah. Let your river flow. If your river was flowing on your social media page, there's no way you'd have been blocking them. There's no way. Please, my time is over. Let the river flow when you are in town. Let the river flow when you are in the trotro. Hey, Charlie, when you are in the town, do you know that Ghana, it's just okay to me, we have really backslidden, you know? Because there was a time when the preaching in the trotro, it was normal. In fact, I remember that in our very first cathedral, we had a lot of ashes. And it was because the ashes, they would climb on the buses from Kolegono to Seko, preaching. Yeah. And they had sheep. They are not enough ashes. There's nobody. We are suffering. My bus center, the people are not enough. It's you who has not gone to let your river flow in the taxi, in the trotsky, anywhere, anytime, anywhere. And you know, most of all, let the river flow out of this church. Let this be a church that when people come, they come looking for God. Let this church... My prayer is that the river from this church, it will affect everything and everybody around. Yeah, not just you. It will affect everything and everybody. Are you in church? Can you ask your neighbor, who are you affecting? Who are you influencing? Your river, where is it going? Tell your neighbor, please, your river is standing still. It's beginning to smell. Ah, it's beginning to smell. I have only 5 minutes and I just want to touch on the river brings healing. It brings healing, yeah. The river brings healing. And it's healing. Broken families are healed by the river of the Spirit. Amen? If you allow it to flow. Hallelujah. In Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6, TLB version, it says, his preaching will bring fathers and children together again. And some of you, you don't talk to your father. For whatever reason, you don't talk to your father. But the river, when it is flowing, it will cause a healing to come. Amen? Are you there? Healing of those afflicted by Satan. Some of you are so afflicted. You see, tell your neighbor, it's not as it seems. So in the church, it's not as it seems. We come to church on Sunday. We have been taught how to clean up and look good. But chale, some of us, we are not well. The way you think is your first sickness. Yeah. Afflicted, you see, what makes you think nobody likes you? Well, number one, why do you even think you're so important that nobody will like you? It's also saying, yeah. Can you tell your neighbor, please? You are just irrelevant. I mean, I don't know if you understand, take it in the right way. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why do you think everybody, why do you think you are so important that everybody will not like you? You see, it's a president who should be saying that. Because where he is, everybody knows him. Everybody sees him. Everybody is affected by his something. But me and you, I push your neighbor again. Say, come on, this mind. Yeah, you need to be healed. It's an affliction. It's the devil who is telling you that. And as you believe it, it's paralyzing you. Am I talking to some people here? I want to kill myself. If you have the courage to kill yourself, you have the courage to live. And by the way, as you finish killing yourself, it's not the end. The misery that is killing you, it will continue. You are sleeping around and you think it's because you are great. Oh. One of the greatest afflictions in life is not to be able to control yourself. Are you there? Yeah. You see, one of the things that the devil is trying to do is to scratch out the image of God in you. We are created after his image, an honorable thing, a beautiful thing. And he wants to deface it like a coin that has been defaced. And one of the ways is that sleeping around that you do. Because when you are done with the sleeping around, do you know what happens? Your self-worth to yourself goes even lower. And it keeps going lower according to the number of people. So you come out, and usually people like that are very loud. She's very loud because she thinks, the guys like me. But when she goes to him and she sits down, Charlie, you have slept with this thing, slept with this one. You can see that lower. Yeah. He's just defacing the image of God in you. But that healing, that's why you see somebody who's had a very somewhere life. You see the person comes to Christ and the river begins to work. Many times you can't even, when they even tell you their story, you're like, huh? Because the river has worked so much that even the signs of that life have disappeared. Yeah. Are you in the church? Yeah. He heals broken hearts. Oh, are you there? Broken hearts. If your heart has been broken by somebody, please heal. Don't let it describe your life. Oh, man. Some of you, have you not seen how it has described your mother's life? For the past year, since you knew her, she has been crying about what your father did. Up till now. It has denied her the next man God had for her. It has denied her her prosperity. It has removed her happiness. It has made her into a bitter widow. Even when she's moving around, how she dresses, how she walks, everything is about that man who 45 years ago broke. Oh, but I know a river that when it is flowing, says he heals the brokenhearted. Amen. Are you in church this morning? Are you alive this morning? Somebody has broken your heart. I want you, my father taught me something. Our father, Bishop Dag, he says that if somebody has broken your heart, shake yourself, rise up by the Spirit and say, oh, nah, you won't even get. You won't even get. I'm a child of the living God. I'm on my way somewhere. By mistake, I met you. By mistake. But when you meet me again, you see that, Charlie, you have lost. Yeah. Healing of the body. Are you there? Healing of a wounded soul. And finally, the river will bring a great harvest of souls into the church. And that's what we are believing God for. Hallelujah. And today we are going to end the service by a time of prayer, because we want to make sure that our river will flow out. Amen. Hey, my pastor says, you have not told me when we are going to do the prayer. It has to be done before we end. You know, so that's why I'm trying to end at this time. And the river brings prosperity. You cannot, you see, people are always insulting men of God. They have taken people's money. You are joking. You are joking. You are joking. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you can pay me when you look at the offering put in the bank? It's just a question. If I add all your offerings, what will it bring? It's not like that, oh. God knows how to take care of his own. Are you there? I said what? God, he knows how to, and he does it. He does it. When the river is flowing, when the river is flowing, when the river is flowing, as the river flows, things get done. As the river flows. Am I talking to some people today? Yeah. And I want us to understand it. Amen. Let it flow. Let it flow. As the river flows, you see, he takes you from here to there. Yesterday, I was just talking to God about something. I had to organize something somewhere, you see. And I just asked him, Lord, what should I do? And a name dropped into my head. And I called the person. When I called the person said, oh, this thing, it can be easily done. Get to this person. Ask Pastor Dennis, we have not slept tonight. Oh, yeah. Because he made me get the right person at the right time. The person said, do 1, 2, 3, 4. When I did number one, the guy laughed. I said, no, it's not working. It's not working. Sat down, put it together. This, how come the timing was right? How come the person was right? How come? I mean, I've never asked that person this question ever in my life before. Are you there? And I said, oh, I just wanted a door to go and do this. Oh, they said, oh, yeah, I have 3 doors there. You do this. Hey, Charlie. He opens it. You are there. You are doing business. My things are not going. You have not subjected it to the river. You have not what? Subjected it to the river. That's why your product is good by sitting on your shelf. You are very quiet, oh. Are you going to let the river flow? The subject that is not working, the river, when it is flowing, you get an instruction. Have you seen that guy over there who doesn't like human beings? Go to him. He'll teach you. When you get there, for some reason, that day alone, you alone, they'll teach you. 1, 2, 3. The thing is broken. You've understood. You are going. The river, it brings prosperity. Yeah, it brings prosperity. I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to pray that the river will flow from you. I want you to pray that the river will flow. The river will flow. I don't know what area of your life is needing a river. But you see, this is not about you today. Today, your river should flow out. Your river needs to flow out. And maybe you are seeing that your river has just been sitting there. It's not doing anything. Your well is even blocked. You want to talk to God about it. My river must begin to flow. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. And hold on a minute. Let me just read one scripture for you. Sorry. Ezekiel 47. Sorry. Let's just read it. I want us to pray using it. Ezekiel 47:12. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that. Every river has a bank. Are you there? Look at it. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Do you see why we say the river brings prosperity? Yeah, the river brings prosperity. As it is moving, things are growing. In it, around it, it's bringing things. This river needs to flow. The river from this church must flow. The reason there are some empty chairs in the church is because our river has not flowed. Are you in the church this morning? Are you beginning to understand something? The river must what? It must flow. We cannot be here and not affect our campus. It's not even a matter of whether they're in this church or not, but we must affect the campus. When you are leaving campus, there must be an effect. Are you there? This person who passed through at this time, this person who passed through, look at all that has been done. We have a father to see, and we can see what you are seeing from Bishop Dake was that you know as a large church. We knew it as a church that started off with 5 people in a classroom. But it's a river that was flowing, that was allowed to flow. Who knows? How does your river look? Lift your voice up this morning. Begin to pray.
Lift up your voice. Father, may our rivers flow.
Begin to pray.
Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. Even as you pray, the river begins to flow. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice.
Some of you don't pray at all. This is your opportunity. Pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
Pray fervently. Oh, some of you, as you pray, your river begins to flow. Lift up your voice and pray with fervency and energy. Heavenly Father, may the rivers flow. May the river of the church flow, Lord. Heavenly Father, may the rivers flow. May the rivers flow, even as we pray. May the rivers flow, Lord. Oh, yes, the river brings healing. Oh, yes, the river brings life. Lift up your voice.
What are you guys doing? Keep going.
Oh yes, even as you speak in tongues, life is coming, healing is coming. The river brings prosperity. The river brings a great harvest of souls into the church. Even as you pray, the river is flowing. The river is flowing. Life is coming into the church. Healing is coming into the church. Healing in our bodies. Healing in our minds. Oh yes, don't stop praying. The river is going to bring a great heaven. A great heaven. The sounds of joy crusade. The river is flowing. The river is flowing. All you have to do is to pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hands and let us pray. Heavenly Father, even as we pray, may the river flow. Even as we pray, may the river flow in our hostels. May the river flow in our classroom. May the river flow in our homes, Lord. Oh, may the river flow, Lord. May the river flow. Are there Christians in the house who want their river to flow? Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh yes, the river. Oh yes, the river. Oh Father, we want to be Christians whose rivers are flowing. We want to be the temple of God and not tombs, Lord. May the river flow even as we pray. May the river flow even as we pray. No more dryness. No more dryness. No more dryness. May the river flow. Life is coming. Healing is coming. A great harvest of souls is coming. Prosperity is coming. Oh Lord, may the river flow at our sounds of joy crusade. May the river flow, sounds of joy 2026.
May the river flow, Lord, on the 26th of June. May the river flow on the 25th of June. May there be a great flow of a great river, of a great river. May the river flow, may the river flow, may the river flow. May there be a flow of a mighty river. May we affect our campus, Lord. Your prayer is making a difference. Prayer changes things. Prayer is bringing the flow of the river.
We are still praying. And you are going to pray Ezekiel 47:12. They will bear fruit every month. Every month. You want to see your fruit bearing every month. This one is not for anybody. Are you there? It's you, your river that is flowing. It says they will bear fruit every month. Why? Because their water flows from the sanctuary. Amen. If that river is flowing, what it brings us is fruit. Amen. What is fruit? Fruit is something that looks like you. The fruit of a Christian is another Christian. The fruit of a dog is a dog. Fruit of a cat is a cat. Are you there? Oh, yeah. But me, you know, I'm an usher in the church. That's your service. That's not your fruit. It's also rewarded, but it's not your fruit. Your fruit looks like you. Amen? There must be somebody who has been affected by your river. Somebody maybe has turned around because you spoke. Somebody who has come back to Christ because you spoke. Somebody in church because you brought them. Lift it up. Lift your voice and pray.
Lord, let my river flow.
Oh, yes, Lord. Father, may we bear fruit every month. Father, may we bear fruit every month. Lord, because of the flow of the river, may we not be barren, Lord. May somebody come to know you because of us. May somebody come back to you because of us. The flow of the river. May it bring forth fruit, Lord. May it bring forth fruit, Lord. Lift up your voice and pray. That every month, Lord, every season, every day, hey, there shall be fruit because of the flow of the river. Oh Lord, even as you about to have sounds of joy, may somebody come because of us. May another person give their life to Christ because our river is flowing. Lord, make us fruitful. Lord, make us fruitful. Lord, make us fruitful. Lord, make us fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Break up on Amaya. And the breeze of Amaya. Hey, my own Amaya. Break up on Amaya. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Oh Lord, may our rivers flow from the sanctuary. May we bear fruit, Lord. May we bear fruit, Lord. Lift up your voice and let us pray. Oh yes, Mashamanamanea. Break up all of us, Shamanamanea. May our prayer be intense. May it be effectual and effective. Pray that your river will flow, that you will be fruitful. Every month you will bear fruit. Ah, Mashamanamanea. Break up all of us, and the breeze, Shamanamanea. Rack up fire, and the breeze, Shamanamanea. Break up all of us, Shamanamanea. And the breeze, Shamanamanea. Oh Lord, may our rivers flow that will bear fruit. May somebody come to know the Lord because of us. May someone hear the gospel because of us. Because of us, may somebody come. Ah, Lord, may the rivers flow.
And this morning, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, maybe you are here, maybe you've always been in church, or maybe this is your first time. I don't know what brought you to church. But you can see that there's no river flowing. There's no river flowing because you've not given your life to Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus for the Spirit to begin to flow within you. There's no church saved you. It's Jesus who saved you. That's why you need to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus is the one who taught us that except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And we are taught in Romans that in order to be saved, what you believe with your mouth confess it with your what you believe with your heart, confess it with your mouth. So you are here this morning, you say, I'm not so sure about this. I'm not sure I am saved. I'm not sure I've given my life to Jesus. Please don't close and go away like that. I want every head to be bowed, every eye closed. You want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior? Just lift up your right hand. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are in the room. I want to pray with you. You're just a prayer away. God bless you. You're just a prayer away. God bless you. You're just a prayer away. If your hand is up, please just step forward. Just come to me. I want us to pray a prayer. Just come. Just come. Don't worry about anyone else. Just come to me. Or maybe you are even you. I see, look, say that. Look, I've become a tomb. No problem. Just come. Just come. Say, it used to be better. Right now, I'm not so sure of myself. Just come. You don't need to doubt yourself like that. Just come a little closer. Come a little closer. God bless you. God bless you. Just step out and come. God bless you. God bless you. Let the river of the Spirit draw you. Is the Lord drawing you? God bless you. 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 I want you to pray this prayer after me, and I want you to make it your prayer. Make it your prayer. Just pray this prayer after me and say that, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from sin. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.